Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be to revise the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second to that motion.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting on September the 10th.
So moved.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the finding of the facts of our September the 10th meeting.
So moved. And approved.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve the finding of the facts of our September the 10th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each applicant will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case and explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may then ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case list under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you. First case, please.
Okay, case number 11044, Deborah Seifert and Stella Greenberg, south of Route 277 Angola Road, east of Angola Road East, being lot 7 and half of lot 8 within Angola by the Bay Development, a variance from the side and front yard setback requirement.
I'm Daniel Myers here on behalf of the applicant, Deborah Seifert. I have an amendment to the filing. It had on the application, it had for the a blank for where the steps were, and it should have been 3.1 feet. I noticed in the notice that was sent out, it just said it was for a front yard variance, and it didn't have the footage. But I have an amended application.
Mr. Myers, I did fill that out myself.
The 3.1?
Mm-hmm. You actually need an 8.05-foot variance for the steps.
Right.
Everything's been but we called the surveyor and he gave us the measurements. And actually, with the steps from the front yard, it's only 21.95. They can encroach 5 feet, but it's already encroaching into the 30 feet. So that's, we got to start from the 30 feet.
Once it encroaches, the allowance is not considered?
That's the correct.
Because it can be 25, but it's only 21.95, so you have to ask for the 8.05, okay?
And just to be clear, Ms. Isaacs, that was also done on the application before advertising?
It was prior to, I had filled that in prior to the.
Okay.
So anyone who wanted to look at it would be able to see that on the application, correct?
Yes.
And I also have exhibits of the survey showing that.
Okay, thank you.
So we're here to ask for a 1.8-foot variance for a dwelling and a 8.05-foot front yard variance for steps and a 1.3-foot variance from the 10-yard side yard setback for a dwelling. This property is located in Angola by the Bay. Angola by the Bay is a little unusual in that it was recorded as a major subdivision in 1968, just before zoning was enacted. It's also unusual in that they're undersized lots for an AR zone in Angola by the Bay. If you look at the Exhibit A I passed out, you'll see that this is an undersized parcel of land. It's only 8,565 square feet. It's also unusual that the frontage is 30 feet less than the rear property line. So the property's like this and it makes it unusual. It's also on a curve, which makes it difficult to properly set improvements. And if you take a look at the survey, you'll see that in the rear, there are two pipes actually marking each corner of the rear of the property. And one of them is marked as being disturbed. Now, this house was constructed prior to 1973, which is what the property card indicates. It says an effective age is 6 years, but it couldn't be six years, so we know it was constructed prior to 1973. Whether these boundary markers have been moved since then to create the violation, we don't know. With the advance in survey techniques, you know, they now use lasers, GPS instead of chains and markers. It could be that when it was built, it was in compliance. We were unable to locate any surveys to show the exact location at a previous time. But we think because of the small nature of the lot, the unusual shape, it being located on a curve, that makes this property unique for the variance. If you look at Exhibit B, you'll see an aerial view taken from Google Earth with an arrow pointing to our lot and property, and you'll see that the house is turned a little bit. It's not in line with the curve the way the other houses are, and that could have been a problem with the creation of this. Our research indicates that this was one of the first houses built, and it also shows that it doesn't stick out abnormally far compared to the other houses to adversely affect those other properties. I also have another exhibit, which is a copy of the county property card, which is marked as Exhibit C. That shows that In 1973, the house was in its current location. It also has a sketch of the property, and if you compare that sketch to the survey, you'll see that the property hasn't changed since then. So it hasn't been enlarged since 1973, which may have created any violation. The dimensions of the house, 46 by 24, approximate the 23.6 and 46.4 as shown on the survey. Like I said, I represent Ms. Seifert, who purchased the property in July of this year. She did not construct the house. It was constructed prior to 1973, and so the applicant did not create the hardship. Again, this property is located in Angola by the Bay, and I know myself I've done three variances in Angola by the Bay, and I'm aware of many more. You know, because of the small lots in that subdivision, and the fact that they were built right around the time the new zoning laws were coming out, there are a lot of violations and variances in Angola by the Bay, and we do not feel that this slight variance for front and side yard setback will adversely affect the neighborhood. And we also are not requesting a variance to increase the size or increase any violation. What we're merely asking is that what was built in 1973, almost 39 years ago, allow to remain in its current location. So we're not asking to, it's the minimum variance.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to add, Mr. Myers submitted the property card. Mm-hmm. The home would be nonconforming. In 1973, it states it was 6 years old, so it would mean it was built in 1967.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is that?
Well,
the dwelling.
Yes, that's what we initially thought.
Dwelling, right.
But Angola by the Bay, the plot plan was not recorded to 1968.
Okay.
So we originally thought
okay.
that, but
okay.
unless they put it in before they record the subdivision plan.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Can we hear this case, Counselor?
Mentioned this to Mr. Myers before. Under Delaware law, we have to have evidence by an attorney does not constitute substantial evidence upon which a decision can be granted. We certainly have maybe other folks here who are wishing to testify about it, so I think it may be premature to discuss whether or not the board can make a decision at this time. But in the event that Mr. Myers' client is not here tonight or there's not a witness here to testify to it, then I would recommend that we do what we've done in the past, which is hold the case open till the next hearing to allow Mr. Myers to have his client either show up in person or submit an affidavit supporting.
Your client's not here with you? Okay, let me call in and see if there's anyone here then, and then we can go from there.
That's correct.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, now I'll entertain a motion to.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we.
But 1 minute, I just want to make sure this is, Jenny has this for the minutes. Mr. Myers just submitted a new survey, and it's an 8.1 foot variance is needed, not an 8.05.
Right. Okay.
I just want that on the record.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Steps from the front yard.
Okay.
So we keep case number 11 044 open until the next regular meeting, until you can bring your client in here to verify everything that you've presented here tonight. Okay?
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard. I have a second by Mr. Mills that we leave case number 11,044 open until our next regular meeting to allow counsel to either have his client or an affidavit. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
And Mr. Callaway, aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,044 will be left open for next regular meeting.
And Mr. Myers, just so you know, the next meeting is, I believe, next Monday, because we're back on our first Monday of the month schedule starting next month, so.
Because of the holiday.